Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping.
This is episode 112. 112 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about. But let's just skip all of this BS and get right to the good stuff, which is the gloating. The great comments.
More people love trade wars.
The gloating and B3NT, the
branding. I think it's pronounced Bent, said trade wars was the nicest. And I think that's all the comments that we have so far.
And so anyway, last week, Paul, in his large and mighty ego,
infinite wisdom,
proposed a challenge for us. And it was the first person to get 500 new Twitter followers wins, and the loser will do something publicly humiliating and probably morally degrading. And thus far, Paul,
I am on track.
I think I'm several hundred ahead of you.
That's a fact.
I'm just about 150 people shy of hitting the 500.
No, that's incorrect. The latest stats show that you have 317 new followers.
What did you say?
And you have 183 left.
I'm currently at 1564.
Yes, 15.
So that's less, and I only have to get to 17. So yeah, about 100 and something.
Yeah, I have a little spreadsheet tracking.
I'm sure that you do. And how many new followers have you gotten, Paul?
I am playing the tortoise in this tortoise versus the hare.
Gotcha, the possum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not playing dead. I'm still, you know, just slow and steady wins the race. So I have.
You resemble
40.
A tortoise.
That's this many.
Yes, you resemble
a
tortoise.
You couldn't even count yours. See,
I know.
I'm in a superior position.
These are luxury
here.
Problems
so
that I like to have.
I have 460 left that I need before I hit my goal, which is
so. Anyway, thank you, all of you out there, for jumping on and following me. We still need a couple more, so get your friends to follow me as well, at Alfoy.
At Paul Mest.
So we can put this to rest, and I can finally beat Paul, like I do at everything that we compete against.
Right.
You
definitely beat me at losing.
Someone else out there asked if we actually really don't like each other.
Yeah, that was BN Bliss.
Yeah, and the answer
see
is
how
no.
I know people,
we don't like each other.
See how I know people that comment
for the good of
because
you.
I love our fans.
Let's get to the show. All right, everybody, in exciting Windows Phone news, Paul and I covered a story not too long ago.
I know.
I'm sure you know the episode number off the top of your head, but it doesn't really matter.
Episode
where
94.
There was a person who lived in Florida who had created, just out of passion, this sort of advertisement, digital video online for Windows Phone.
Yeah.
And Windows Phone team found it. We reported it. And what they did, Paul, was they brought him down to Mix 2011. In Las Vegas, and I actually met him. His name's Brandon Foy.
Did you guys take a picture together?
Several pictures together.
Did you put together a family tree together?
He's African American.
Okay, so pretty.
So we come from a little bit different lineage.
So you're,
I'm Irish.
Was it your aunt's son?
Yeah, exactly. But he's a really cool guy, and so they brought him down to Mix, and they played his video in the keynote, and they said if they could get 200,000 viewers on YouTube, that they would actually air this video on television.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome,
yeah, they
right?
turned into a national campaign. Not, they wouldn't show the whole thing because it was like a multiple minute long video.
They wouldn't show the whole thing like on television.
Right, yeah.
Right.
But they'd turn it into like an ad campaign based on the stuff that he did.
Right, which is awesome. So
here's
this kid down in Florida who just did this thing, and all of a sudden he's in Vegas, he could be on TV, and then, Paul...
And then what?
To top it off,
yeah?
In the world of dreams that have can come true,
uh-huh.
He got a job. At Microsoft.
What?
He's a UX designer.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
Just started yesterday.
Oh, well, that's really cool.
Isn't that awesome?
I was actually kind of impressed that that if he got to 200,000 viewers on YouTube,
yep.
that he would have that turn into a national ad campaign.
That's awesome.
But if he got 108,000 views, he would get a job at Microsoft. So that's like the consolation prize.
Right. Well, they're still he's still out there. The competition isn't over. I think he can still get the
I think the competition is over because I think it was supposed to be 200,000 views by
was
Mix.
It?
Yeah.
Mm.
Which was, as you know, earlier this year.
Mix was in April.
Yeah. So
12.
Didn't quite make it. But
he got the job at Microsoft.
My 40 new followers on Twitter
yes.
might be able to watch that, you know. A couple thousand times each. Yeah, like 20,000 times
and get,
each.
And get him up to that. He's a 92,000 short.
Yeah.
But either way,
your mental math is
congratulations
is really
to... I've been playing Numerix
oh,
a lot.
Numerix?
Yes. Numerix.
Yeah?
You think it's Numerix?
Yeah.
Because
you know how N-U-M-E-R-I-C is pronounced numeric.
Yeah, I understand that, but
so
I think
you
this...
just change the C to an X, it's numeric.
But actually, you know what, I know the creator of the app from Haley Studios, and it's numeric.
Well,
he
I know
around my block.
I know
in
Philip
my neighborhood.
Frabit, who I mispronounced last week, and he reminded me of the vowel consonant vowel thing with
thing
yeah, with the thing, and it's numeric, so you have to have like a long sound followed by a short sound. You accent that
to be
syllable.
Grammatically correct, yes, but to have creative and like poetic license,
sure,
which you do when creating a game.
I
can
think
pronounce
should...
it any way you like, just like scripted or scriptd
or std.
Std. Congratulations, so, Brandon Foy.
Yeah, and you should play some numeric
for joining the wonderful world of Microsoft FTEs, like Paul and I.
Yep. All right, you guys, exciting news. Office 365 is out there.
Yes.
We've talked about it a number of times, and now there are some really interesting videos that have been circulating inside Microsoft that apparently have recently leaked.
Leaked?
Yes.
They're pretty well-done videos.
Yeah.
To be, in my opinion, to be leaked, there might have been some intentional leakage.
Yeah.
Because these videos are so professionally done.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
We'll
go with the leak rumor.
Yeah, well, let's say that these were leaked. They were incredibly professionally done. They almost seemed like someone who had done hot apps could have put something like this together.
I wish I had, actually, yeah. But I didn't. So, of course, the video we're referring to is a video about a fictional character called Gmail Man.
The Gmail Man.
The Gmail Man. And it's essentially making fun of Gmail for them basically reading your mail,
yep,
scouring for certain keywords, and then placing ads in your Gmail based on what it thinks you've been emailing about.
Yes.
Right.
He's everywhere and nowhere at the same time. He peeks at every subject in unreal time. Probing every sentence and all your punctuation. Got his nose in every colon in every situation. He's the Gmail Man.
So what do you think about this video?
I love it.
You love the
video? I love it. I love it. I love that. I think it's all in fun competition,
yeah,
and you know, it's good to have a little banter every
sure
now and then with the
little
competition.
A little healthy ribbing.
Right, a little ribbing. And I think it's great. You know, Microsoft for the most part doesn't create videos like this and doesn't participate in that sort of, you know, jabbing.
Right.
And that's great for their morals as a company. But Laura Foy as a person, in my own individual life, really enjoys, you know, yeah, making fun of others.
Yeah. That's probably why she likes it when I make fun of her so much. And she just kind of sets her up and I can just knock it out of the park.
I'm still waiting for that to happen. But
I think that that this video was well done. And I think that it really shows the difference of a specific feature of the two different mail platforms of Office 365 and how Microsoft doesn't analyze the mail to target ads to you,
right,
and Gmail, which does do that. I personally don't think that this feature is a big deal to me. Like, I would, if I do see ads, I'd rather have them be targeted ads than non-targeted ads.
Right.
And I don't feel like there's an actual person that's reading my Gmail. It's like, I mean, aside from me, and the, like, it just...
What a job that would be.
I know, but
It doesn't bother me either. Like, it's the same thing if you go on Facebook. I mean, you're going to get targeted ads.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't click on them, or you do, and I actually kind of enjoy it. Because, like you said, then I'll get like little ads that say, "Get your Jet jersey now," because it knows I like the New York Jets.
Yeah, it's like,
so
you know,
it doesn't bother
losing
me.
Teams.
But I'm sure it bothers a lot of people.
But there are some interesting ways that this has applied to my life. Like, I was dating this girl a while back. And
no one since?
Or currently.
Uh-huh.
And every time I'd have like an email exchange with her, there would be like these crazy ads that would pop up like, "Is she emo? Is she crazy? Does she need Xanax?" I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be dating this girl. Thanks, Gmail.
And you're currently still with this person.
No, I may or may not. This could have been some girl in the past or
right,
a completely made up girl.
It could have been someone overseas that you had to like pay for.
May have been. That's probably where the first ad came from. And this is just a follow-up.
There it is.
How are you doing?
Anyway, congratulations to whatever team made this video and accidentally was leaked. I say kudos.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, Paul, exciting news for two sets of people, really.
No.
What is that?
Isn't that SportsCenter?
Oh, I don't know how to watch SportsCenter.
Oh, okay.
But that was awesome that you sang. I'm so excited. Loop it, Bob. Put it on loop.
No. No.
Anyway, for sports fans and for Xbox Live patrons, I'm still reeling over this thing. But we're not going to take a retake. ESPN is getting a redo and an update on Xbox Live.
A redo? What is a redo?
It's a renovation.
Oh.
A renovation.
Renovation.
A redoing their renovation site.
Got it.
That's getting
Maybe
a redo.
We can put that on.
So we're closed for renovation today.
Yes, this is John.
Exciting news. You'll now be able to do split screen. You can also log in and give it what sort of teams you're interested in, and it gives you a favorite section, so it automatically knows. It gives you information on those teams and puts those teams up on the screen when they're playing.
Oh, that's cool. Because in the previous version of the Xbox Live, you could choose your favorite sports and it would like group things together.
Right.
I don't know if you could follow a specific team.
I don't think so. It says here that is new.
That's a new function.
It's called there's My Sports. There's the choose your favorite sports and teams and designate these channels as My Sports. There's a new mini guide.
Very cool.
I think the coolest thing for me is probably the split screen.
Yeah.
It doesn't currently, you can't watch the NFL, but I know that I cried a little.
I know.
You can't watch the NFL, but you can watch the NBA, college football.
Probably some tennis. It's too bad that you can't watch the NFL, because then you could watch two Seattle sports teams lose at the same time.
Well, their seasons don't usually over.
I know, it was a joke. I didn't quite do my research. Like, as it was coming out of my mouth, it was...
Actually, no, I think that baseball trails into the beginning of football. I think it does. Definitely college football, because that starts
for sure.
Soon. So there you go.
Yeah.
As sports fans, you got to watch multiple games at the same time.
So this update's coming out on August 25th.
Okay.
So it's going to be out here in a couple more weeks.
Awesome. All right, Paul, CNN Tech, which is normally a credible news source, I would say.
The credible edible egg.
Yes, exactly what I was going to say. That's helpful, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming today.
All right, next.
Anyway,
wait, there's more?
Yeah. They recently ran a headline that says, "Are Internet Explorer users done?"
Are they?
I think not.
Okay.
I think not. But apparently research had proven that they were.
Yeah.
But the actual, the bottom line, the fact of the story is that
researchers did a great job.
That CNN Tech and others are dumb.
Yeah, the BBC.
The BBC, because they got duped. The whole thing was a hoax. There was a fake research company set up to a fake address who did fake research.
Probably didn't even do research.
They just made up the numbers. Exactly, they made it up. And all of these news sources picked it up, and they've been duped. They've been duped, and the reality is Internet Explorers are wise beyond their years.
Well, that's also probably not true. That's right. Laura Foy Research.
That's based on laurafoyresearch.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this was pretty interesting just by how broadly this story was put out there in the blogosphere about how Internet Explorer users were dominant. It would really show, like, IE6 all the way through IE9,
right.
Everyone was of a lower intelligence. And the people behind this actually were people that had built their own, like, shopping compare site.
Uh-huh.
And they were just apparently very upset that Internet Explorer did not abide by web standards.
Oh, they were mad at IE9?
Yeah. Well, no, not even IE9, because that was actually very standards compliant. But just
so they,
like all
they
the people that did not...
above and beyond to get their vengeance.
That's right.
And I think that it's actually a testament to, I feel, the readiness of the media and people to really attack not just Microsoft, but definitely Microsoft, but like big companies.
Yeah.
You know, like they just latched onto this bogus and really... Who would do research on whether or not, like, why did they believe that this was true in the first place?
I thought that would have been interesting had it been true. Like, I love looking at numbers.
How would you calculate that?
Well, if you actually followed,
what
fake research. Yeah, like, if they actually administered an IQ test and had some type of, like, stratified random sample.
There's no correlation to what web browser you use.
Well, you don't have research to prove that.
I'm going to get some.
Yeah, you should.
Make up a fake research company and post it.
Of all this stuff, there was one group that was identified as like the people that have the lowest IQ, and that was the
Mestimakers?
That was the researchers for all these other news sources that didn't do any due diligence
exactly,
at all.
Exactly, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah,
LauraFoyResearch.com.
We're done. That is it for another fun-filled, fantastic week.
That was a lot of Fs.
I know.
Yeah.
Fun-filled. And multiple Foys in one episode.
There were.
Foy and Brandon Foy.
Yeah, I got it.
I had to point them out to you. You
right,
never know.
I didn't quite get that. I think you got an F on being able to make that funny.
Yes. Okay. Moving on.
See, because there were two Fs there. It was F uh-huh. and funny.
I thought it was actually fabulously funny, fantastically funny, funnier than anything I find you be able to think of. That was funny. Anyway, follow me at Elfoy. Don't follow him.
And follow her at Paul Mess.
No, don't do that. Only follow me at Elfoy, and we'll hopefully by next episode have a conclusion to this, and then we'll be...
And then we'll have Laura dance around.
And then we'll be
around.
Taking suggestions for what Paul should do, again, publicly, most likely in the Pike Street Market with a video camera. And before we go, we're having another outside debate that I thought maybe you guys could help us figure out. You know, in like old Peanuts comics and stuff, I believe that only the teacher made that wah, wah, wah sound when she
spoke. And I said it was any adult
but
on the show.
But I don't recall ever seeing another adult on the show other than the teacher.
See,
so that's a blanket statement. You specifically said it was the mother.
You said
the mother.
No, I said...
You said the mother.
I started with the mother,
and then you
said the teacher.
Fake research.
And then I said it was any adult. And
you're sticking with the mother.
No, I'm sticking with any adult.
I'm working with the teacher. So if you guys know
anyway, this
the
is
answer.
This is really going to help me get back at feeling good about myself because I'm I only have 40 extra Twitter followers. You have multiple hundreds, but at least I can be right all the time, and that's all that matters.
Who is this genius?
See you next week, guys.
All right.